up your game and head over to Carrie's Diamonds, because nothing says I love you like a shiny rock. Carrie's Diamonds, 1015 Industrial, across from the fairgrounds.
KBOE, step up your game. And
it's all about your health, your good health. Food, drink, exercise, recipes, all sprinkled with common sense. Welcome to the KVOE studios. Emporia State Health and Human Performance Professor, Dr. Jennifer Thomas.
Dr. Jen, how are you?
I am wonderful.
Happy holidays.
Yes. My grading is done. It is not freezing cold outside. The Chiefs are somehow army crawling to a number one.
Right.
I'm like, whatever.
Life is good. Huh?
Life is good. Well, and we've got like 9 days till Christmas. So.
Yeah. We saw that, we had commencement ceremonies, graduates Friday night, then undergraduates on Saturday. And you had a good number of health and human performance folks.
Yep. I think we had 5 or 6 for winter, normal. Yeah, sometimes we have less than that. A lot of them are May.
Yeah.
So, which is just, it's just the more typical time. So I know we'll have a huge group in May, so that'll be fun.
Yeah, because you are basically, it's a full boat as far as the health and human performance majors up there.
Yes.
Which is good.
It is wonderful. Wonderful.
So first semester good then?
Yeah, fall semester went great. Like I said, we have our new John Baxter lab and more majors than ever. So it's pretty good combination. And they're just doing such awesome things. Our students are going out and getting positions that I never dreamed would be a possibility. So it's wonderful. I love to see it. I love the growth.
So are you ready for a break, though?
Good
time
for a break.
Okay.
I am. I will never argue with a break. So, yes, I am ready to put some work into a new course that I am developing. So, So I've been spending a lot of time on that, and I'll spend even more now that all my grading is done, so I can kind of make that my top priority.
Well, maybe we can talk more about that down the road here a little bit.
Absolutely.
We'd love to learn more about that.
Absolutely.
That's exciting.
Yeah.
Well, we want to talk about a topic that we have not touched on before.
I know.
I'm thinking, it's kind of amazing because potatoes are big in everyone's diet.
They really are, especially in America. Unfortunately, our number one source of eating potatoes is not good. That would be done via French fries, which, people love. And but we talked a while back, I think that was maybe two visits ago, when we talked about seed oils, French fries would not be bad for us if they were cooked like they originally were in beef tallow. We're just finding out more all the time, and we talked about some restaurants, Doobie's being one. I believe that Brahms and Wendy's also gave up the the seed oils that have the trans fats. And there's just kind of this reverting back to what our parents and our parents' parents and our, great grandparents, they kind of knew what they were doing in terms of it's okay to use, beef tallow and lard and all those kind of original things to cook in. We didn't have an obesity epidemic back in the 70s and early 80s. And McDonald's existed, all those restaurants, they existed back then, but they weren't cooking in seed oils. So
you bring up a good point, because when I took a tour of Fenway Park in Boston, they still have some of the original seats from back in the day.
Yep.
And these were really
narrow.
Small. I'm thinking not everyone can fit into some of these seats here.
No. And we actually discussed that in some of my classes, how from a societal standpoint, hallways in houses used to be very narrow, stairwells. But the big one is the seats. You go anywhere now and they're being accommodating. You get that. But the bottom line is, pun intended, you go back decades and decades ago and there was no need for that because we did not have the epidemic that we have now in terms of weight and all the health ones that, you know, associated with it, like type 2 diabetes. So
yeah, no kidding.
The potato has been wrongly demonized. And I told you when I emailed you, I had a woman stop me in the grocery store, and it's always nice to get a calm, oh, I love listening to you and Ron, but, you know, talk back and forth. And she goes, I love the topics you cover. And I said, thank you. And she goes, you know, I was so relieved when eggs were finally, yes. you know, set free from the wrong things that we've been told. And we now know, again, they are medicinal in nature. They're actually preventative in terms of health problems. And, you know, she goes, for so long, we just, the information we were given wasn't correct. I said, well, you find that with a lot of health yeah. stuff. And she goes, you need to talk about potatoes. And she was just talking about loving to cook them different ways and how she goes, they're actually so good for you. And she was saying that her son was an athlete and he lived on potatoes, which we have a handout about that, how yep. they're actually good fuel for performance. And I looked at her, I said, I think you just helped me. I told her, I go, it's always hard for us to know what the next good thing to talk about is. And it's just people wrongly, carbs in general, you know, we've talked about people just, oh, carbs are bad, and carbs are not bad. It's certain types of carbs and certain foods that give you a certain type of carbs,
yeah,
you know, and that, but that's the processed foods. So don't demonize carbs, which carbohydrates, which are a nutrient that our body needs for fuel and many other things. You know, we don't want people to demonize those and avoid those when that's not the issue. The issue is, where are you getting your, what are you getting your carbs from? And we've said from the very beginning, you know, when we started doing this show that, you know, a bowl of Frosted Flakes, you know, is different carbs than, hey, this baked potato that I've got here.
Well, and yeah, you were so right. And potatoes, when you think of potatoes, you're right, with the French fries, you know, the way that they're cooked in certain oils, and then generous supply of salt on top of that. But then you got your potato chips. Then you yeah. got your mashed potatoes. You've got the gravy in there and the butter
stop.
And all that stuff.
Just
roll it
stop.
In there. So potatoes are so easy to
uh-huh.
and taste so good.
Right.
You know, with all the other toppings on it.
Yeah. Yeah.
But they do have some additional properties that you want to touch on here, that I want you to touch on.
Yes. And again, a baked potato with salt and butter every once in a while, you know,
yeah.
fine, you know. And honestly, you could have those all the time if you weren't if someone's not consuming all of those processed cruddy foods, yeah. you know. So people, you look at our grandparents and what they lived on day in and day out, it was meat and potatoes and fruits
yes,
and vegetables,
yeah.
and they were fine, you know. They didn't have the diseases that we have, so that we're, you know, so concerned with nowadays. So yes, they're one of the very first handouts talks about the medicinal properties of the potato. And ironically, that very first one, they're described as hypotensive, which means they help control and specifically to lower blood pressure. And so
good.
When we
yeah.
say medicinal, that's the big one there. They're also very good for treating skin problems. So that's the second main application that is given there. So it talks about the supportive compounds. Potatoes contain phenolic compounds with antioxidant, hypotensive, and antimicrobial properties that are currently, it says, under investigation. They're currently being researched. While many of their phyto compounds, and I know we've said this on here, but just like my students, I like to repeat things because they forget. But when you look at that phyto compounds and phytochemicals, and it's spelled phyto, but it's pronounced fight. So that's the best way to remember.
Okay.
When you see phyto at the beginning, it is they help to fight disease. So while many of their phyto compounds have not yet been identified, it says potatoes' nutritional value is well understood, and their content of essential minerals seem to be partially responsible for their ability to lower blood pressure. And so what that kind of does is it takes us into the one I really want. We always encourage people to go look at the handouts.
Yeah, and log on to Dr. Jen's page, KVOE.com.
Yep. Yeah. But this one that says potatoes fuel performance, this is one, again, that I share with my students that we talk about, because we just talk about how these foods that have been, like a potato that's been around since the dawn of mankind, growing out of the earth, I mean, it's about as natural as it gets, how much these natural foods provide us that our bodies need. And you can talk about performance, but the cool thing is, when these nutrients that are in there are broken down, it's all different parts of our bodies that are helped. And so it starts with carbohydrates. It says potatoes have 26 grams per serving. That's 9% of what we need for the daily value. They are a key source of energy for our muscles to help us fuel, perform, and then recover, which recovery is a huge area of research right now. Carbohydrates are also important for optimal physical and mental performance, which we have to have good carbohydrates in order to function. So the carbohydrates, the vitamin C, potatoes have 27 milligrams of vitamin C per serving, which is about 30% of what we need daily.
Well, that's high. Huh?
Yes, they are considered to be an excellent source of this antioxidant. They aid in collagen production. That's the skin. That's the whole skin thing. When people, collagen production, that will help me look younger longer. That's something most people, that's appealing to most of us. So it says that's also a major component of muscle tissue and supports iron absorption, which we'll get to iron here in a minute. But the one that some people do know about is that third one, potassium, has 620 milligrams of potassium per serving. That's 15% of our daily value. Wow. And that's more what most people in America think of when you say potassium is a banana, but that's more than a medium-sized banana has, which is only 422.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So it says potassium is an electrolyte essential for muscle functioning. Most people are aware of that. Potassium is lost in our sweat, so it needs to be replenished for optimal performance. Again, there's a lot of ongoing research on electrolytes, and especially, again, part of recovery and that replenishment for athletes. So these are a great way to do that.
Yeah, good.
Yeah, the fiber, some people are aware of that, mainly because of the skin. They've been taught, don't toss the skin. There's actually a lot of nutrition in the skin of a lot of natural foods, and potatoes are one of those, but they have 2 grams of fiber per serving, 7% of our daily value. Dietary fiber has numerous health benefits. We've covered those on the show before, but it improves our blood lipid levels, so all of that cholesterol stuff, okay, regulating blood glucose and increasing satiety, or how satisfied we are after we eat. Basically, it helps fill us up.
Yeah, good.
So the fiber is huge. Potatoes actually have 3 grams of protein per serving, and that's a key component of muscle and important for athletic performance. So it's not I think a lot of people aren't, there's some protein in there, you know, with potatoes, because, again, all the focus is on carbs. And then these last two, very important. Potatoes have 0.2 milligrams of vitamin B6 per serving. That is 10% of what we need in a day, so those are considered to be a good source. Vitamin B6 is important in both carbohydrate and protein metabolism. So it's one of those vitamins that helps us break down and actually use those macronutrients like carbs and protein. Yeah. So B6, don't overlook that. And then iron. It says potatoes have 1.1 milligram of iron per serving. That's 6% of our daily needs, and more than half the amount of what you find or would get in a 3-ounce beef patty. So, yeah, iron's a mineral involved in making proteins that carry oxygen to all parts of our body, including our muscles. So, again, you look at this and just how connected – I mean – It helps so much of our body in terms of functioning. And so the top of that handout says potatoes are a nutritional powerhouse. They are a popular nutrient-dense vegetable that provide fuel and replenishment for athletic performance. Mic drop.
Well, there you go. Nicely done. Nicely presented.
Yeah.
Very positive. And you're right. Potatoes do fuel performance.
Yep.
And we want to touch on, too, before we finish up here, but you have another great handout. It's The Ultimate Guide to Cooking Potatoes.
Yes.
And, you know, you really have this broken down into some categories that some of this you may not be aware of. So
right.
We invite you to log on, but tell us what we're looking at here.
Yeah, I really thought that this one and the hot potato one, both of them, I thought people would find interesting because around here in these here parts, and keep in mind again, I always mention I lived in North Idaho for a while, and now the potatoes are grown in more southern and central Idaho, but still, you know, that's what's everywhere, right? The Idaho, also called russet potatoes, those are kind of the norm, and part of the reason it, right after French fries in terms of consumption is baked potatoes. That's just a very, and it's a comfort food, and but that's what's typically used for those. So very, very popular. But there are so many other varieties. I personally like both the gold and the red because I like to kind of cube them up, drizzle them in olive oil and spices, and just cook them. So bake them, broil them, whatever. So those are really good. But yeah, the ultimate guide one I just like because it has that little graph there that says the best uses for each type of potato. And when you look at that list, look at all the bullets. I mean, it's like apples. It's like how many kinds are there? There's lots. And they do break them down into the starchy ones, which is what we're used to, the waxy, and then the more all-purpose. So that, I thought some people could find that handy. But I really do, I wanted to include this for the best uses because, like you said, for mashed versus potato salad versus scallop potatoes. Wedges, you know, different kinds. So there's a little key there that tells you all those bulleted types, you know, what they're best to be used for. So I thought some people, this would be handy to have on your fridge, you know, or just to look over before you go shopping if you're going to make something. But, you know, we here tend to use potatoes as a side dish, you know, for a lot of our meats, you know, chicken and beef and all of that. So this could give people a lot of ideas on what to do and how to mix that up.
And it is certainly highly educational. Imagine that coming from Dr. Jen.
I know, right? It's almost like that's my job.
And what? So the Yukon Golds, they're the French fry potatoes, basically.
I believe that's what they use.
A lot of them use that.
Yep.
So, yeah, I did not know you used to reside in Idaho, potato country.
Yes. Remember I made us talk about huckleberries?
Okay, there we go. Okay.
And it was funny because when I moved up there, of course, and this is so typical, when you move anywhere in the United States and you tell people you're from Kansas, they want to talk about the Wizard of Oz, wheat, and tornadoes. That's
pretty much it. There's your top three.
Uh-huh. Oh, my word. If you're not talking sports, then that's what they go to.
Yeah.
And so, and it was funny because everyone's like, well, then you just need to ask them about potatoes. And I learned very quickly, I was corrected very quickly, this is not potato country. That's down south. This is huckleberry country. Because it was just, I lived way, way north in North Idaho, which right down from the Canadian border. And that was my first experience with huckleberries. Again, a very natural berry, but not something that we find or have around here. So, lived up there for a while, and it's just amazing from a food perspective when you live different places, the different things that are normal, you know, for people to consume, and just different ways they consume things.
You know, we can roast them, scallops, salads, mashed potatoes, hot chips, wedges,
boil them. You can have a kebab.
Starchy, waxy, all purpose.
Oh my gosh, yes.
And guys, we do have a phone caller who's waiting to get on here with us. So
they have a question for us
here in the monthly Dr. Jen visit. I think you do need to transfer in here. That's the one thing I didn't do for you. I apologize.
Well, let me see if I can get this done. Hi, KVOE, you're on with Dr. Jen.
I had a quick question about frying potatoes. I like to just fry the skin and kind of throw the rest of the potato away because I think most of the nutrients are there.
Yeah.
But I'd read an article that frying in olive oil has a molecular structure change when the oil is heated that macadamia nut oil was better. What is your advice on that?
Yeah, and I'd have to look, and obviously I don't have the handouts with me. All those oils have a different smoke point, and so a lot of them you can't do what we would consider deep fat frying. You can gently, it depends what your definition of frying is there, but I know olive oil is not ideal. It's more for if you're going to kind of saute on your stovetop. and kind of cook them that way. Or like I said, I drizzle them and then bake them in the oven. But in terms of actually frying, I don't think you can use olive oil. But if the macadamia, you'd have to, if you Google what is the smoke point of macadamia oil, it should say if it's good for frying. But I would also be remiss if I didn't say, if you're going to fry, I highly recommend an air fryer. Yes. Because it's always, it's just always going to be, it still tastes great, and yeah, it's just always going to be lighter and not as just heavy as when you, like I said, deep fat fry something.
Away from deep fat frying, I kind of like just put them in a skillet.
Yes, yeah. And that's more, yes, much better. Light oil. Yes, absolutely, okay. Much better.
All right, thank you.
Hey, yes, thank you.
Thanks for your call. Get rid of the potato, just do the skins. That's unique.
Yes. Huh? Yeah.
There's nutrients in the skin, obviously.
There are big nutrients in the skin, but there are also – it's like apples, you know, when we talk about a majority of the really good stuff that's good for you is in the skin of the apple, but it doesn't mean that the inside has no benefits. It does. So I would compare potatoes to that.
Well, we invite you to log on to KVOA.com and hop on the Dr. Jen page. All these handouts are there.
Yep.
And take a peek. A lot of great information on potatoes. Of course, we learn something every time that Dr. Jen is in here.
Yep.
So, great information. Well, thanks as always, Dr. Jen,
yes,
for taking time to join us here. Looking forward to having you back. And it looks like you're back in class, what, January 13th?
January 13th.
That
so
seems early.
So early this year. But, hey, you know, it's normally, like, frigid outside. I'm like, heck, let's go back.
Yes.
So it's not like we can be out frolicking usually that time of year. But, yeah, that's a good 5-6 days sooner than what we're used to. So it'll be interesting.
Well, enjoy your holiday.
I'm going to. You do the same.
Merry Christmas.
Yeah, Merry Christmas to you guys.
Looking forward to having Dr. Jen back in January. And, again, as always, if you have any ideas, you run into Dr. Jen, hey, say, hey. Hey, what about this?
Absolutely.
We'd love to hear your feedback and get some ideas on topics for the program. Dr. Jen, thanks again.
Thanks,
Jennifer
you guys.
Thomas, a health and human performance professor, Emporia State. It's 850 KVOE, AM 1400 and 96.9 FM. Present 2024, the local news year in review. Brought to you by Floyd's Incorporated.
Have you ever intentionally tried to hit a deer at night while driving home from grandma's house? How about purposely backed into